Welcome back. In this lesson, we're diving into a really simple but seriously effective drum and bass trick, drop offset. And if you're making jungle, old school DNB, rollers, or darker bass music, this one can make your drop feel way heavier without just cranking the sub louder. The basic idea is this. Let the drums land first, then bring the bass in a tiny bit late. Just a few milliseconds can change the whole attitude of the drop. Instead of sounding neat and perfectly gridlocked, it feels rude, alive, and full of pressure. That little delay creates contrast, and contrast is what makes the low end feel huge. We're going to do this in Ableton Live 12 using resampling, so you can print the sound to audio and work with it like real DNB material. That's important, because in this style of music, the arrangement and the edit are just as important as the sound itself. First, set your tempo around 170 BPM. If you want a slightly more old-school jungle feel, anywhere from 160 to 172 works nicely. Now build a very simple starting loop. Keep it clean. Put in a kick, a snare on 2 and 4, and maybe a chopped break layer if you want that classic bounce. Then make a bass sound on a MIDI track using something simple like operator, wavetable, or analog. For the sub, keep it focused and clean. In operator, a sine wave is a great starting point. Turn off the extra oscillators, keep the attack almost instant, and let the note decay naturally. You want the sub to feel solid and controlled, not messy. Put utility after it and set the width to 0 so the low end stays mono. If you need a little more presence, add a touch of saturator to give it some harmonics. Just a little. We want pressure, not fuzz soup. Now write a very simple bass phrase. Don't overcomplicate it. One long note is fine to start with, then maybe a short answer note later in the bar. In jungle and old school DNB, space is your friend. Leave room around the snare hits and let the phrase breathe. A bass line that has a bit of emptiness around it often feels bigger than one that's constantly filling every gap. Here's where the offset comes in. Instead of leaving the bass exactly on the grid, nudge it slightly late. You can move the MIDI note a tiny bit to the right, delay the whole clip a little, or use track delay in the mixer. Start small. Try plus 10 milliseconds. Then try plus 20 milliseconds if you want the effect to be more obvious. For most beginner work, staying somewhere between 5 and 20 milliseconds is enough to create that heavy, lazy, swaggering feel. The key thing to listen for is the relationship between the drums and the bass. The kick and snare should speak first. Then the sub arrives and feels larger, because it's entering into that little pocket of space. That's the whole trick. It's not really about late in a bad way. It's about giving the bass a moment to hit after the drum energy, so the drop feels deeper. Once you've got a version you like, resample it. Create a new audio track, set the input to your bass track, and record the phrase into audio. If you want the full processed sound, use PostFX. Now you've got a printed bass hit that you can edit like a sample. This is where things get fun. Because once it's audio, you can trim it, chop it, move it, fade it, reverse it, or build new rhythmic ideas from it. After resampling, zoom in and check the start of the audio clip. Find where the bass actually becomes audible, not just where the MIDI note started. Trim the clip so the important part lands where you want it. If the bass feels better a touch late, keep it there. Add tiny fades at the start and end to avoid clicks. If the clip feels too soft after trimming, don't immediately turn it up huge. First ask whether a little saturation before printing would help it translate better. Now shape the sound a little. EQ8 is great for cleaning up unwanted rumble below 25 or 30 Hz. If one note blooms too much around the low mids, make a gentle cut there. Utility can keep the low end mono. Saturator can add a bit more density. If you're working with drum bus energy, drum bus is great on the drum group, but keep it away from muddying the sub itself. A really good beginner workflow is to compare three versions, one exactly on the grid, one delayed by 10 milliseconds, and one delayed by 20 milliseconds. Level match them so you're not fooled by volume. Then listen in context with the drums. Which one makes the drop feel most dangerous? Which one gives the snare more room? Which one makes the sub feel bigger instead of just later? Pick the one that hits hardest emotionally, not the one that looks neatest in the arrangement. And this is where the style matters. In jungle and old school DNB, the snare often defines the groove more than the kick. So when you're testing your offset, don't just listen to the bass by itself. Listen to the bass against the snare and break chops. If the bass lands after the snare's initial bite, the whole drop can feel more rude and much more powerful. A good arrangement for this kind of drop is simple. Start with a filtered intro or a break loop with no full sub. Build tension with a snare roll, reverse crash, or a little fill. Then, on the drop, let the drums hit first and bring the bass in slightly offset. On the second bar, You can open up the bass a little more or add a second phrase. By bar 4 or bar 8, switch it up with a different rhythm or a chopped break variation so the energy keeps moving. If you want to make the offset feel even more intentional, automate a few small things. Open the filter gradually over the first few bars. Add a tiny bit of extra drive on the second phrase. Lift the bass level just a touch into the drop if needed. Keep the automation simple. One or two clear changes is enough to make the section feel alive without cluttering it. A really important teacher tip here: think and feel, not math. Yes, 10 milliseconds and 20 milliseconds are useful starting points, but the right offset depends on the break pattern, the bass envelope, and how busy your drums are. If the section is already crowded, the late bass might not feel dramatic. If you leave a bit more space before the drop, the offset will hit much harder. Also, check your low end in mono. If the sub disappears or gets weak in mono, simplify the sound before worrying about the timing. A heavyweight drop starts with a solid mono foundation. Then the offset gives it attitude. Here's a great practice move: duplicate the bass phrase and make three versions, one tight, one slightly late, and one more delayed. Resample all three, then loop them against the same drum pattern and compare them at the same volume. You'll start to hear how much impact timing alone can create. It's a small change, but in D&B, small changes can make a massive difference. And if you want extra old-school flavor, try leaving the first bass hit late and then bringing the next one tighter. That contrast between loose and locked can sound super classic. You can also keep the sub slightly late while letting a mid-bass layer hit more directly on the grid. That way the sub keeps the weight, and the mids keep the punch. Another good trick is to pair the offset with a break edit. A chopped amen tail or a little snare pickup before the bass entry can make the sub feel even heavier when it lands. The ear hears the drum movement first, then the low end arrives into that space and feels massive. So to wrap it up, drop offset is all about using timing to create impact. Build a clean mono sub, shift it just a little late, resample it, and then arrange it so the drums speak first and the bass follows with force. That tiny delay can turn a regular bassline into something that feels gritty, rolling, and huge. Your challenge now is to make a simple 16-bar D&B sketch. Use one break layer, one kick and snare layer, a mono sub, and a mid-bass layer. Resample a tight version, a slightly late version, and a more delayed version. Use the late version in one section, the tighter version in another, and listen to how the energy changes. Check it in mono, keep the low end clear, and choose the version that makes the drop feel the most rude and dance-floor-ready. If the drop feels bigger because of the space around it, you've nailed the technique. That's the power of drop offset. Small move, huge impact.